A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people. And they are.
Because they have no sources.
They just make them up
when there are none.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
You are fake news.
The leaks are absolutely real. The news is fake. Those are criminal leaks.
President Donald Trump isn't the only president who has fought against leaks in his administration. Ronald Reagan called them one of the biggest disappointments of his presidency. George W. Bush and Barack Obama prosecuted leakers. And here's President Richard Nixon.
What in the world do responsible publishers think about to put out trunkloads of secret documents?
It's getting worse every day.
That's awful, isn't it?
That is from Richard Nixon's secret tape recordings complaining about the New York Times publishing the leaked Pentagon Papers in 1971. They revealed the United States' secret role in escalating the Vietnam War. A new video from our friends at Retro Report traces the government's response to leakers from Nixon to Trump. Kit Roan, producer for Retro Report, explains the Nixon administration took the Times to court over the leaks, and the Supreme Court eventually upheld the paper's right to publish them.
For Nixon, it was personally quite a blow to have lost the New York Times. More generally, the Pentagon Papers really put an end to trying to stop a pre-publication of secret documents in the press. Didn't mean you couldn't try to go after the press or the leakers in other ways, but it stopped that. And the Supreme Court said that it trumps national security, unless it's a grave and immediate threat.
And Retro Report spoke with Daniel Ellsberg. He's the guy who leaked the Pentagon Papers.
I'm not for espionage. I don't know anyone who is. And I'm not against criminalizing that. The question is, should it be criminal to inform your fellow citizens of things that, on the face, they ought to know?
That is sort of the crux of the question. You know, there's a tension between the need for government secrecy and the need for the public to know what their government is up to, and it kind of vacillates at different times. But the question is whether or not the government should be the final arbiter of that. And if it is, in places, you know, such as national security and diplomacy, some of the Supreme Court justices in the Pentagon Papers noted, then the people would not know a lot about what the government does, ostensibly on their behalf.
And let's fast forward to the Obama administration. Obama pursued leaks pretty aggressively. I wanted to ask you about Matt Apuzzo, former AP reporter who is now with the New York Times. He was investigated by Obama's Justice Department for uncovering a story about a terrorist plot in Yemen by the CIA. Here's Matt.
It felt like it was just an investigation intended to send the message, don't talk to reporters. It had the desired effect.
Yeah. And you know, what sort of put that, made that different from some other investigations is that when the government wanted to go get the records, they didn't go to the AP and say, look, we want your records. Here's a subpoena. You know, give the AP a chance to kind of limit that subpoena, kind of talk through some of the issues. It kind of went around them and did a very, very large grab of records, which really hadn't been done before.
And we have a cut from Floyd Abrams. He was counsel for the New York Times in the Pentagon Papers case.
You know, one can justify certain prosecutions of leakers. The risk of them is that it does provide a roadmap for a hostile administration to really try to bring the press down.
President Trump says, we're going to find the leakers. They're going to pay a big price. He has said that the press is the enemy. So many of the leaks come from his own White House. Do you have any thoughts on how he will be handling these things or what Nixon has taught us about what his options are?
I mean, you know, it's a great unknown. I think there's a lot of hand-wringing certainly in the press about it. His irritation with leaks does come sort of within the context of a greater anger toward the press and the press in publishing them and in sort of saying things that he disagrees with or that he thinks put him in a bad light. You know, the Espionage Act does not necessarily limit you to prosecuting leakers. And, you know, I think that Floyd Abrams would say that that door isn't closed if somebody did want to go out and prosecute the New York Times or prosecute, a newspaper reporter. That would have to end up being decided in a court, probably maybe in the Supreme Court.
Kit Roan is a producer for Retro Report. Kit, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.